Welcome to Fix My Project Chaos. My name is Elise Stevens, and today we have the fantastic Renee Henville. Renee is the managing director of an integrated HR resourcing company and has built a solid foundation as an expert human resource professional and has expertise in developing strong rapport and trusting relationships with all stakeholders. HR is such an important component of every organisation, and Renee has demonstrated vast experience in all aspects of employee-employer relationships from a generalist human resources perspective. Hello, Renee.
Hello, Elise. How are you this evening?
Good. How are you?
Very well, thank you.
So, Renee, tonight we're talking about difficult people. They're in every workplace. So wanted some tips and tricks to help people survive working with difficult people and to come out the other end.
Okay, it's a pretty big question that you're asking there. There's so many ins and outs around individual behaviour, the culture of the business, and there's a lot to take into consideration when answering a question like that.
I know. Difficult people are in every workplace. What are some of the ways that we can effectively deal with situations like this?
The difficult people in every situation, in every company, and it doesn't matter what industry too, it just might be the situation that is different. But dealing with a difficult person is really, it's having a bit of self-awareness within yourself to understand your own workplace behaviours and your own way that you react to situations, and understanding what your own triggers are too. Now, setting limits for yourself is really important. So knowing what those triggers are and just saying, and when you feel like the pressure is building and bubbling over, it's just to step back and take 10 minutes and then not let that emotion get in the way of the actual situation of what's happening. You know, keep it factual when you're talking with that toxic person or that difficult person in the workplace, because they're getting all emotional and they're trying to draw you into that situation. But sometimes it's easier just to say, look, I need 10 minutes, walk away, and then come back.
It's very difficult to take the emotion out of it. I know you read all these things and it says to deal with this situation, you just got to take the emotion out of it. And I think that's such an easy statement to make. It's really hard, because if you're the one on the receiving end of it, I find rarely is it at a full kind of like a full frontal, like the person in front of you. Usually I find that these things happen around you and they kind of descend on you from different kind of places. But I find that there's a lot of passive aggressive stuff goes on in organizations, and people rarely, people can be difficult in asking for unreasonable things or not giving you the right feedback or anything. But I do find that the big conversations are happening off screen and you find out about them later.
Yeah, definitely. These toxic people, they look for alliances. They look for people within the business that they can get on side with them. So they're going to use the victim card, I guess, and say, you know, they're treating me so badly and this is what's happened and I only did this. And they're going to try to draw people into that to try and get them on side, which feeds their own ego and their dissent. They're not looking proactively to find a solution to the problem. They're just, woe is me. It's, you know, they're just horrible, horrible people. The world's against me type of thing. You mentioned passive. There's definitely passive people there. There's about 6 or 7 different styles of difficult people within the workplace. There's the know-it-alls who are arrogant and have their own opinion on every issue. And if they are wrong, they generally get really quite defensive. The gripers, is anything ever right with them? They've always got a complaint about anything and they don't find solutions. There's the yes people, so they agree to every commitment, but they don't deliver. There's those passive people we spoke about, the no people. They're quick to point out that something's wrong, but they're inflexible, but they won't provide a solution. and dictators, the bullies, and they intimidate and they're very demanding and brutally critical about anything. And they actually have a situation like that with one of the clients at the moment where manager, this the employee, she's just not following the process. It's a very procedural type of business, and got A, B, and C to get to D. And this employee will just go straight to D, or she'll just do what she wants to do. And she just can't see what we're trying to say. Like, we're just saying follow the process, but she'll pick apart every single word within the email or the performance review feedback that we give her, and she'll always be looking for a fault rather than sitting back and just having a bit of self-awareness to go, yeah, I can see that I didn't follow the process. It's really tricky. It's really tricky, people in the workplace.
I know. If everyone was nice and agreeable, there'd never be any issues.
I wouldn't have a job.
There'd be different issues. I think that dealing with difficult people can take a very big emotional toll on you from your stress levels, and I think that that clouds your thinking, even though you think it's not. Yeah. I think that it can really cloud it.
It can definitely cloud your judgment and your decision-making process too. And, you know, it affects the colleagues of, say, that toxic person, or in different ways. Like, it brings about a stress reaction, which, you know, some people can't sleep properly for that. And if you can't sleep, then your brain can't regenerate overnight and get back to, you know, a good state for the next day where you're alert. Yeah, so sleep's really important. And having your own positive self-talk as well. And that's a bit where it's hard not to get caught up into their negative talk, but to pull yourself out and go, no, actually, we're following the internal process of maybe performance management or just a workplace relationship. We're keeping it professional here. And tell yourself that, no, I'm doing the right thing, and speak to your colleagues who you've got alliances with as well to make sure that maybe you're not the crazy one, that it is actually this person, and to get feedback from others of how to deal with a situation.
It's so important to maintain your value and self-worth, because when you've got situations like this happening at work, it can be quite difficult to not be pulled down into whatever's going on. These things happen, there's a lot of moving parts with it, and not to trivialize it, but I think that you've got to try and find that place of zen somehow. You've got to try and create the igloo of calm that you can go to and shake it off. But, you know, that's way difficult.
Yeah.
It's really, really challenging, and you've got to try and navigate your way through that.
Absolutely. So with this manager in that situation, because she's quite an emotional manager, she's getting drawn into this round and round and round circle of this difficult person in the workplace, because she's made it personal rather than the procedure of what the performance issue is. And so I even actually just said to her today, it's like, set boundaries. You don't need to respond to her straight away. If she sent you an email, just sit on it. You don't need to respond to it. You've got to set the scene here. Like, you don't need to pander to that person's bad behavior. You're the manager. I guess manage the situation. And as hard as that is for her, because she just wants to get on the keyboard straight away and type away and respond. But it's like, no, let's stop. Let's think about how we want to respond, because we know what her reaction is going to be. Let's set the boundaries. Let's set the tone of what we want to achieve out of this. And she's going to do that, and she's going to sleep on it overnight, and then we'll respond tomorrow, because we know that it's just a vicious circle. So those boundaries and being aware of your emotions and how you're going to react, take a few minutes to think about it and then go, right, if I react this way, will this happen? Or if I react that way, will that happen? We're looking for a new path to come to in a performance setting, a new path to get to the outcome where we don't necessarily want to move this lady on, because she's actually a good worker when she follows the procedure. It's a tricky balance, that one.
So in project land, we have a lot of stakeholders that really we have to influence, but we have very little ability to control because they don't report to us. We have no line capability. Usually as project managers, we might be lower down the food chain to some of the more senior people. In that situation, got a lot of people, you might just have one person that has a large-ish ego, have kind of their way, let their ego dictate things. Or the thing is that you might be having someone that is unhappy with the direction and instead of talking directly to you, will go around you and try to gather allies to kind of force different decisions. There's lots of permutations of stakeholders and difficultness. And I think that it can be quite tricky, especially when you can be broadsided, you're thinking everything's going along okay, and then all of a sudden you might go to a meeting and then all of a sudden it's like, you know, I'm the worst person ever as a project manager. And so you're trying to deal with a lot of personalities with often a lot of different perspectives and outcomes they want to achieve. It's not always like that.
Yeah.
And I think that a lot of it is driven from the top culture, how I have found the attitudes of the really senior people within organisations really do permeate down to stakeholder levels. And so, you know, you're trying to maybe bring about some cultural change in an environment where everyone doesn't really want it. Long story short.
Yes. And as a project manager, if you're coming in as an external consultant, it is a little bit tricky because there's already these relationships and dynamics within the workforce, and you're being put into that situation without knowing what all those different relationships and egos and dynamics are. Like even in my own experience, because we're sort of thrown into lots of different situations and I've worked in inquiries and mining, theme parks, like heaps of different industries, and you get those egos. And I find that just listening and asking questions, and sometimes you just need to pander to that a little bit to get what you want. So listening and trying to understand without judging that person, because, you know, maybe if there's conflict because they're not agreeing with the direction of which you're wanting to take the project or the steps involved, ask them, you know, what don't you agree with and why, and try to bring that out of them, so at least they're feeling like they've been listened to, and then you can explain, you know, your point of view and try to work on the relationship from there. And yeah, just asking them, tell me more so I can understand what they're trying to achieve. That really does help. And is there a hidden need in all that? Are they, I don't know if jealous is the right word, but, you know, are they upset that you've got that project manager role, or sometimes there's a hidden agenda, so they're being difficult towards you, and then that's why they're going around you to management and you're being blindsided. You know, trust your instincts too. Like, first impressions are always so valuable. You know, I think just being mindful of that gut feeling that you initially get too, can, I think, especially as women, we can take that a long way.
Yeah, you really need your good spidey senses, don't you?
Absolutely.
Because you go into these situations and, you know, you're pretty open. Everyone's open and genuine. And so you go in and then you're like, oh, there's something not adding up right. And I do find that people will actually tell you in roundabout sort of ways sometimes. And I think that you, because you think, did that person really just say that? And then you'll go, oh. So I find that sometimes people who are being difficult and have like a different agenda, they actually tell you up front about what their agenda is. Mm. But it'll seem totally random. Comments that are really out of context, and you're like,
They're trying to catch you off guard because you don't know all those ins and outs. So they're testing you.
Yeah, I once worked with someone that actually wanted someone different to be with her on a particular project. And so you come in all open and wanting to do a good job and everything, and then she started saying all this really weird stuff to me, totally out of context or everything. And I'm, what's going on? But, you know, at the end of the day, she manoeuvred it so that she got the person she wanted and kind of shifted me off. But it was just like, but she kind of couldn't come out and say that straight to my face.
Yeah.
Like, oh, you know, Elise. Well, she kind of did, but she didn't. Kind of said it very cryptically, and it wasn't until later that I joined all the dots to what it is. And why I'm bringing this up is that sometimes difficult people, I think a lot of the time difficult people tell you what their issue is, but you don't understand the context because it'll be some kind of comment that just doesn't fit with something else, or you're thinking, that's a really odd thing to say to me, and then later on, you know, stuff's happening and you go, oh, they actually told me.
Light bulb moment. Now it makes sense.
Yeah.
And they're almost, it feels like in that sort of situation, they're almost playing a game too. They're just dripping you little bits of information and seeing what you'll do with it. Maybe looking for a little bit of trouble because you might mention that to the wrong person, for example, and, you know, stuff can blow up after that too.
Well, we've talked a lot about different scenarios and brought in some experiences we have, but so let's give some very tactical approaches to dealing with people so that you don't go insane and you don't get stressed, hopefully. Utopia.
Utopia, if there's such a thing. Going back, because I've sort of mushed up a lot of the points there, but setting the limit. Complainers, negative people, they wallow in their own problems and they don't look for solutions. So distance yourself when you can in setting the limit. Set the boundaries of what you're trying to achieve and also push back on them too. Say, well, how would you suggest we fix this problem if there is a problem, or how would you suggest we move forward in this project? So get their buy-in and get them to provide some solutions. Difficult people just like to whinge generally. To try and rise above the issue, the problem, and I know it's really hard because I can get sucked into it too sometimes. And, again, it's distancing yourself emotionally and try to look at it from a different perspective and factually, what are the facts around this situation to get us to where we are now and why we're here. So they're aware of their emotions a lot of the time, and if they can feel you feeding into it, then that's going to elevate their levels. And, again, if you feel it happening to you, you step back. Don't die in the fight. So choose your battles wisely. Sometimes if, like in that situation you said, she's just drip-feeding you or making really strange statements, don't get caught up in that. Just pull yourself out and, like you did, consider it for later on because it'll make sense then. So pick and choose your battles or what you want to actually get into at that day in that moment. And, it, you know, it's always, it is important to stand your ground as well and not to let these people just walk over you at the same time. So what you'll know what's right for you in the situation. Focus on the problem, focus on the solution. So, again, there'll be an issue there and there'll always be a reason why this didn't happen and why that didn't happen, or they'll just be disruptive in the workplace. So let's pull ourselves back and focus on the actions to improve the situation, but also to better yourself too as a professional. Continuous improvement around emotions and self-awareness and how you react to different situations can help alleviate situations going forward. And squash that negative talk in your mind too. You don't have to get along with everyone, and there are just some people out there who are difficult. We just need to work with them at work and just say to yourself, that's just who they are. I'm me and I'm doing okay. We talked about sleep. That's really, really important. It'll recharge you so you can wake up alert and clear-headed. And sleeping on an email or a situation can give a different light to it the next day as well. So you've had some time to think about or even talk to other people and colleagues about how you respond to an issue or a difficult person. Yeah, and that support system is really, really important. So there's some of my tips to help dealing with difficult people.
So my tips would be is always protect your own self-worth, kind of extending what you were saying.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, I think that there are people in the workplace that want to attack your self-confidence and to devalue your self-worth. And I hate saying that, but that's true. And unfortunately, I think it takes a really strong person to be able to just shrug it off. Yeah. Unfortunately, I think that you've got to go through, you've got to try and minimize the damage and move through it. Yeah. And it's important to have things where you can achieve outside of that particular situation so that you don't go down that rabbit hole of I'm not worthy kind of thing and I'm not good enough. And trying to turn around that negative self-talk is really difficult, and that's where having other goals to achieve, doing creative things, meditating, yoga, exercise, good sleep, it's a combination of things. You've got to get through it whatever way you can, whatever shape, form it does. But I think that you also have to get to a point that if it's not getting any better, that you have to pull the pin on it. And just say,
or go speak to the manager or another person who can help you with that situation. Try to mediate it.
Yeah. But I think that the other thing is, especially with difficult people, is that I think you have to understand the context in what they're operating in. So I worked with someone years ago that was quite challenging. Like, I didn't mind her, but she obviously had issues with me. I don't quite know why. She wasn't horrible or anything, but she... long story, but anyway.
We've all got one.
Yeah. So, but years later, I met her again. She was like, hello, Elise, how are you? I haven't seen you in so long. It's great to see you. And I was like,
the heck?
Is this the same person? Mm. But what I failed to realize is that there was a whole lot of pressure that she was under. And so how she chose to deal with the pressure and the particular difficult situation she was in with a lot of challenging individuals was that she was like she was.
Yeah.
And so the takeaway out of that scenario was that I was judging the relationship on her and I, whereas I wasn't taking into account what was framing her reference outside of that I only had a very small interaction with her, but I didn't really understand what was going on with the politics in that particular organization. And so I think that it's important, you know, with difficult people to understand what's impacting them and what kind of end game they've got, because when you understand that, it gives you a different perspective on what you need to do.
Yeah, so that's open questions. Tell me so I can understand more. Can you explain that? And through that conversation, so sometimes, more often than not, though, you get a little bit of insight there, which can help you and yourself moderate your response to that difficult person because of the situation they're in. Definitely.
Yeah, so I think that definitely understanding what's influencing them at the same time and what their kind of what their end game is can certainly help you your self-worth and effectively deal with the difficult people. But as we talked about, there's so many permutations of scenarios and really, you know, it depends upon your personality. Some people just can, it can all wash off and they can move forward really easily or pretend to move forward really easily. But other people.
Yeah, too true. Like the DISC psychometric assessments, for example, I find them really helpful in the workplace in understanding yourself. And then you're able to, you know, when you've got that self-awareness, you're able to moderate your language and your communication style to get the best out of them. And, you know, even Myers-Briggs or, you know, all those different ones, if you understand some of those different personality types, then you can change your communication to those difficult people, and it does work. It's really quite interesting watching workplaces change when the whole workplace understands the different types of behavior within the workplace. It's amazing.
Well, Renee, thank you so much for chatting about this very important topic.
Thank you for having me. I've really enjoyed it. Thank you for your time.
That ends another podcast for Fix My Project Chaos.